Good morning, Harold. Today is Thursday, 21st of June, and right now it's partly cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast, with temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 34 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from southwest at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on says overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then a chance of rain after midnight. Again windy with winds from southwest at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour, and chance of rain is on 40%. Moon is new and illuminated on 2%. And here's Bridget from L'Avenir d'Orville / Town Development Council reflecting on Mr. Dorsey's 3 days meeting and interacting with the working groups and Orvillians. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Miriam. How are you?
It's fine. Actually, I think we all need a break after all those meetings and sessions and discussions. Tell me, what is your overview or summary of the talk, interactions of Mr. Dorsey with public and with L'Avenir itself, with the working groups?
Well, I think it's given us a movement forward. I think we're all very grateful for the time he's actually spent. And it's, he suggested kind of a couple of different things I kept hearing and hearing again. First of all, he's pointing to the stuckness of Orville right now, both at a growth level, at an economic level, and at a planning level. And time and time again, he was just saying, you know, get over the hurdles, let's move on, let's grow, you know. So, and I think he was very, through all the series of meetings, I think he was, it was great to have him in terms of he was really looking at issues and he was really looking at like what we can move forward on right now and what we need to do more work on. And we've clearly identified that. So as you know, over the last couple of days, he both met with the general community and then specifically he met with different most actually, I think, of all of the working groups in Orville to get an overview exactly what's going on at the moment and where we need to progress. So we have a lot of work to do now. At the moment, we're actually compiling everything that was said over the last couple of days. And tomorrow we have a team meeting to decide what are the next step forward. And last night there was a conclusion meeting with Mr. Dorsey as well, just to kind of identify the key things. And really he's pointing to, in terms of planning, that we need more human resources, we need more capable people. And he talked many times about the need to establish a technical team.
That's really new to have a technical part within L'Avenir itself, yeah?
Yes.
And the planning team, which would be also in coordination with the sharing with the community, right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. There would be different structures because he talked a lot about what he sees is that we're caught up in the micro and the firefighting and we're losing the vision. So he identified, establish a technical team that can do the day-to-day things that need to be done and planning at that level, and then leave the more visionary planning to the planning team and the members of the community as well. And you'll know from his letter, he was very much pointing to the need for community participation. And that actually also came up, particularly in the first meeting with the community. So he's very much talking about get a proper organisation in place where you have the proper human resources, you can work at both levels, the day-to-day level, the visionary level, and that you can empower the community to be part of that as well. So that's very much kind of what I took from the structure of what he was trying to do. And then he went into, you know, the different issues he met, the people who were starting the project holders, the major housing developments. He looked at all of those, where we're stuck, what we need to do. He met the infrastructure and the water cell team yesterday to see what we need to do in terms of water management, which is really critical. Jill's presentation was excellent yesterday, and it just points to we're actually in quite a critical situation in Orville, and we really need to get infrastructure in place for things like rainwater runoff and that type of thing. And all of our planning from now on, we need to actually be building in the proper infrastructure. Tuan gave a presentation yesterday on the overall structure in terms of roads, in terms of electrics, cabling that's needed. And again, that shows that a lot of the system we have up to date has been unplanned. It's very organic. And now, as we want to move forward, we really have to get a more systemized
city needs the system and structure. Yeah.
Exactly, in place. So we need both the personnel, but we also need the resources as well, you know. So that was very much his time here, was very much to try and put a frame on that, put a structure on that. He's told us now to start looking for a technical team and to come forward with people and briefs, which we'll try and get from inside Oroville, then he'll approve it. We get that in place, we get the next Lavenir team in place, and then hopefully we can move forward. And there's quite serious issues as well for the community, because, you know, with in terms of the infrastructure that's being proposed to be laid in the community now, it's going to mean that, you know, we'll have a much better electrical and telecommunication system, but it's also going to mean a lot of digging. So that has implications, especially for our foresters, you know, who have you know, dedicated so much to the land of Oroville. So we've got to come up with a process. And he was saying that, you know, that we need a process that's both realistic in terms of, you know, opening to what we need to do, and also it's flexible in terms of what's on the ground at the moment. So I think there's going to be a need for a lot of facilitated discussion with
and compromises, groups. Yeah.
Yes, obviously, yeah, on all sides. So, but anyway, I think it's an exciting time, and I think he brings, I mean, he's amazing. He's in his mid-80s. He has such an alert mind. He has just such a joy for life and for, you know, progress and stuff, that I think he brings a quality of respect. And I felt when he was talking to the community, you could see that. You could see that, you know, there is a respect there for him and what he carries. And I thought it was quite touching as well when he said, in terms of the community, you know, that he spoke about his frustrations and he spoke about his failure to progress. But his failure to progress, and he was saying to us, help me, you know. So, and we help by, you know, trying to overcome the obstacles and move forward.
But I remember the second day of interaction, actually, that moved me, because he said, thank you all for coming and thank you for giving yourself time.
Yes.
In a way, like, not that I'm here, but you guys start talking. That was amazing. Yeah?
It was great. And it was great to see so many people as well. I haven't seen so many people at collective meetings.
So. Do you have any idea why somebody said that the only way somebody can participate is with blocking? You have any clue why people are not coming? They are not really participating except regular numbers, so to speak.
Yes, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe we all have to listen a bit more, you know. Maybe we on working groups have to listen a bit more. I think maybe us as members of the community as well have to see the wider vision as well. I know in my experience in Lavenir over the last year, it's one thing to be on the outside. I've never been in a working group before. It's another thing to actually go in and work in a group, and you really see there's a lot of complexities. And I think sometimes in the day-to-day issues and the busyness of working groups, we don't translate and communicate properly. And I think, and this was something he touched on as well, there's a need to build awareness of where we're going, you know. He said actually in one of the meetings, I think yesterday, the next time I come, I'd like to bring plans of model cities, like places like Chandigarh and stuff like that. And I'd like to gather all of the community and show them how to build a city, and then talk about how we build Oroville, and then go out on the roads and see together. It was this sense of like, I want to build awareness. I want to show people what we need to do, because I think there's a sense that we don't always know, and I think we all look from our own lens, you know. I've seen that a lot in Lavenir. We're quite, as a collective, me included, we're quite territorial, you know. When we look at issues, we look from our own perspective, but we have to start widening up and start kind of thinking what's in the best interests of Oroville and how do we move forward to build the type of society that we all want. And I think we need those discussions and stuff. Mm. So, but lots of work to do now. And also he talked about 3 months we have the governing board meeting, so really to see progress within 3 months, you know, to actually give ourselves time frames and work towards what we can do, you know, and try and focus on what we can do rather than, you know, where the obstacles are. Yeah, the common vision. And I think we need those discussions where we talk a lot about more on that. And what we talk about, what we agree on as well. And let's move on those things. And then let's work on broadening our vision and then looking at the obstacles. And I heard him saying that a lot over the last couple of days.
The part I liked, it was about the master plan and galaxy. He said that is like a yantra.
Yes, that's right. Yes, and he talked about like the galaxy, as you say, is a yantra, and it's got an energy of itself, and that we've agreed the master plan in 2006, and that's, you know, that's got its own energy. So let's build on that, you know. So yeah,
more or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the positive energy is here. So now we just need to work and come to the compromises and look out of the box, out of our small piece of land we are standing on.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, take the next steps and kind of move more in a wider vision. Mm. I think that's what he was saying.
Thank you for the day, Bridget.
Thank you.
ACT team and Sire Transport Service buses inform us that this year a summer tour has been organized for the first time since they started ACT 3 years ago. For that reason, they won't be able to provide any service on Friday, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, and they are aware of and regret the inconvenience this may cause you. Service will resume normally on Monday, 25th of June. Mango Fandango, says Krishna from Solitude Farm, and that means fun and games, music if you bring it, mangoes off the back of the bullock cart. Let's come and get the top quality mangoes like Malika variety and Sambadami, 100% organic. Where? Outside Solar Kitchen, look for the Fertilized Bala cart, and when? At 10 a.m. on Saturday, 23rd of June, until the mangoes are free. Solar Kitchen team would like to update and inform us that their team is bringing tiffins to four places: Fraternity, New Creation, Aspiration Portus, and Promise, but they cannot deliver to any other places. An ARCA team also got information for us saying that their internet center will be closed from 26th of June until 1st of July for annual maintenance work. They will reopen on 2nd of July. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French thriller drama The Big Picture, made in 2010 by director Ariel Artigua. And on Saturday at the same space and time, they will screen an international drama, Black Gold, made in France, Italy, Qatar, Tunisia, in 2011 by director-writer Jean-Jacques Annaud. This Sunday at Children's Film, there is no film scheduled. But at Panorama French Cinema Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m. we can see drama History of Gods and Men, made in 2010 by director Xavier Beauvoir. At Cinema Barat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen animated film The Dark Crystal, directed by Jim Henson and Frank Oz, made in USA, UK in 1982. And Dark Crystal is an exceptional film that won a Saturn Award for Best Fantasy Film and earned the Grand Prix at the Aurora's Fantastic Film Festival. At Ecofilm Club in Sedona Falls, they will screen tomorrow at 7 p.m. documentary Freedom Ahead, made by Gretchen Mulder and Roger Van Den Wert, featuring amongst others Aviram and Krishna McKenzie and some other Aurelians. Consciousness is the faculty of becoming aware of anything through identification. The divine consciousness is not only aware but knows and affects. To become aware of a vibration, for instance, does not mean that you know everything about it. The Words of the Mother, Volume 15. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.